Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and happy Father's Day to all of you dads out there. It's summertime, blue sky here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. A few clouds, going to get some showers this afternoon, but should be plenty of time to get that cookout in for your special dad. And if you're not able to see him, make sure that you call, because it's his special day. And if we can help you, if you have a gardening question, things are beginning to progress finally, give us a call. It's toll-free, 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And we'll try and make your year. It's been a rough spring across the whole country. Things are behind schedule. I finally finished planting my garden, my vegetable garden, on Thursday. Never been so late. Usually by the middle of May, I've got just about everything in. By the 1st of June, all of the tender crops are all in. But this year, 2 weeks minimum behind, and some of the early crops I just never got planted. I mean, this is the first year that I have not planted peas, because when it was time, it was so cold and so wet, I just couldn't get into the garden. Just was not motivated because of the weather. But everything that's in the garden now looks fantastic. And the rain that we've had this week has really motivated those plants to put on some size, some great color. Blossoms are beginning to appear on my tomatoes and the peppers. The broccoli and the cauliflower and the cabbage have really put some size on. And even the vine crops, the cucumbers and the squashes are beginning to put on some length on the vine themselves. But it's here. It's that time of the year. Things are beginning to happen. The hydrangeas are beginning to show signs of buds. The grass is growing, needs to be cut on a regular basis. But as we get towards the end of the month, you got to start thinking about some of the insects that could become a problem in your lawn. So keep a regular lookout in your lawn and beware. The Japanese beetles will be emerging from the ground, usually in the northeast, New England, New York, Pennsylvania. They'll emerge around the 4th of July. And then as the ground gets warmer and the heat begins to build, then other insects begin to emerge. So if you've had problems in the past and you start to see signs of either animals digging, like raccoons or skunks digging, looking for grubs, if you start to see a lot of birds on your lawn digging a hole about the size of a pencil, it's an indication that there are insects below that nice green grass. And if you had problems in the past, you may want to think about putting some type of insecticide down to prevent the possible problem. If we get hot, if we get dry, and we have day after day of heat, then you're going to have things like chinch bugs and other insects that can do a job. Also, now that the weather has improved, if you walk on your lawn, you're going to start to see where you had some dead spots in your ground or some thin areas in your lawn. A lighter colored grass coming into those empty patches. And it's got a real sharp point on it, still low. That's crabgrass. And that's something that you should be thinking about controlling at this time of the year. While it's young, you can buy a post crabgrass control. And you can buy that as a powder that you would put down with your spreader, or a liquid, and that would come in a bottle that you attach to the hose, spray it on your lawn, and it will kill the crabgrass that has sprouted, has begun to grow, and will not hurt your existing lawn. But if you've just planted seed, and the seed is young, with new plants, then you're going to have to wait a while. Because if you use a liquid or a powder, crabgrass killer, and you've planted seed, the seed is not well enough established to be able to fight off the chemical that you're going to use to kill the crabgrass. So a newly seeded lawn should be mowed a minimum of 3 times when it needs to be. Not, well, I'll mow it 3 times this week, and then next week I'll put down the crabgrass preventer. You can't do it that way. 3 normal mowings. Then you can use the liquid or the powder crabgrass control. And this is just the beginning. You still have plenty of time to kill the crabgrass before it gets out of control. We've got 2 weeks in June, and then you've got the month of July. But if you can do it in the next month while it's still young, the results is going to be a lot more dramatic than trying to kill an older and a more mature plant. So look at your lawn. Look for the possibility of crabgrass, and you're going to see it's a paler color. It's like almost like a lime green, and it does stand out. Very sharp, pointed blades, stays real close to the ground. It doesn't grow up like regular grass does, usually in patches scattered here and there throughout the lawn where you may have had some winter damage or some dieback in your lawn, or where you had weeds or crabgrass last year. It's a way that Mother Nature protects the soil by providing vegetation to prevent wind and rain erosion. So it's a good thing in places, bad thing in the middle of your lawn, and it can be controlled. Those of you that have had a lot of rain, we've had cooler temperatures than normal, and then we've had more rain than normal. Be aware of the possibility of fungus on your plants. And, for example, if you have peaches and you look at your tree, you're going to notice that some of the foliage on your peach trees are all curled and twisted, and they have kind of a pinky orange color to it. And the leaf gets real thick, just like a big callus. That's a fungus called peach leaf curl, and it's caused by cool temperatures, rainy weather, and you can buy a fruit tree spray that will help. And any leaf that comes off that plant, get it away from the plant so that it doesn't have a chance to continually make spores. If there's only a few leaves on your peach tree that have this peach leaf curl, then you want to remove them from your plant and then spray it. Also, azaleas get something that's similar. And what will happen is the leaf, that's normally a nice, smooth, oval shape, will get thick and will almost look like a white mushroom in texture. Very thick, very dense and soft and punky. That is a fungus that's on your azaleas. Doesn't hurt the rhododendrons, only azaleas when we have cool, wet weather and a lot of dampness around and cooler evenings than normal. And we've had that. And then, those of you that planted in patience, make sure that you continue to spray with your Agrifos or plant doctor every couple of weeks to keep them nice and healthy. And your tomatoes, the same thing. Early blight and late blight, which would be spotting, yellowing of the foliage at the base, working its way up, is early and late blight. Now it's early, late will be next month. Agrifos or plant doctor. Get it on the foliage now.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra. Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Well, good morning and happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. If we can help you, the phone number is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up first this wonderful Father's Day?
First up, we've got Jack from Anderson, South Carolina, with a question about pruning.
Jack, good morning and happy Father's Day to you, sir. Good morning, Jack. Jack, you there?
Seems like he stepped away from the phone.
Okay. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Jack must have gone get a cup of coffee. And when he comes back, we'll bring him right back on. Things that we should be thinking about. For those of you that have had a lot of rain, I want you to look at some of your perennials. There's an insect that's active at this time of the year, and it's called a spittle bug. And it's an insect that resembles a small grasshopper, hard shell, not quite the look of a grasshopper, but similar. And what this insect does when we do have a lot of moisture is he will go into your perennial bed and where you have flowers and also shrubbery and suck juices out of the plant and then blow bubbles around himself. And it looks just like spit. And it's a way that this insect can hide himself from predators. And once he creates this barrier of spit around him, then he's free to just suck the energy out of the plant, and which means the flowers may not develop, the fruit may not develop, the berries may not develop, the plant's going to be twisted a little bit. So if you see that happen, and you don't want to use any insecticide, just turn on the hose with a jet spray and just blow them right off the plant. And usually once they hit the ground, if it stays dry, they'll have a tough time to come back onto that plant and start over again. If you have a lot of them in your perennial bed, then a general purpose rose and flower spray or a tomato vegetable spray, something like Garden 8, made by Bonide will work or really do a very good job. If you want to stay organic and natural, then you can use an all-season oil and spray that on the plant, and that will solve the problem and take care of this spittle bug. But it looks just like spit on your plant, and it's just cloudy days, cool temperatures, moisture in the air, rain. And that's the type of one of the insects that does create a problem. Those of you that have the old-fashioned hydrangea, the one called Annabelle, and Annabelle will grow about 3 to 4 feet tall, starts off with a greenish ball-type flower that will eventually turn white, and then back to green. The flower will be 4 to 6 inches in diameter. And they're just making the flower buds now. But if you have Annabelle, and also the new Annabelle hybrid, which is pink, and it was developed, created a whole new type of plant called Incredibelle, but it's pink, not as hardy, not a strong grower, but very, very good. I mean, I can grow it in Maine where I live, and it flowers very nice, but they have an insect, and if you go to your plant, the pink or the white Annabelle, look on the tips of your branches where the leaves are like stuck together. And it's a little worm called a bag worm. And they pull or stitch the leaves together. Pull the leaves apart. And that will allow it to continue to grow. You'll see a little maggot-like worm. Step on them. And your plants are safe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. If we can help you, give us a call. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Pam from New Hampshire with a question about ants.
Pam, good morning, and welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Pam. Hello, we can just barely hear you.
Hi. I'm just Pam. I'm from New Hampshire. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Nice and clear.
We bought a house a few years ago in the wintertime, and the backyard turned out, after the snow was gone, to be all sand and just a gazillion anthill. And I've tried different things to get rid of them, but we have a cat, we have the neighbor's cat, we have our side yard is a path for turkeys, and we could have, you know, 10, 15 turkeys at a time walking across the yard. There's groundhogs, there's just a lot of natural wildlife. And I don't know what to use naturally to get rid of some of these ants. They're in the flowers, they're in the vegetable garden, they're just everywhere.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that I use, I have four dogs. I have three little Shih Tzus, and I have a Westie. And our backyard is all fenced in. And as soon as I notice the first flea, then I use a product made by Bonide. It's called Ant, Flea, and Tick Killer. And it's made with a product called Permethrin. And Permethrin is a very, very safe product to use where you have pets. And it will last for a month. And this is a good time to do it. Now, what I do is this. I wait till I see that the weatherman is calling for rain. And if he's calling for rain, then I'll get the product. I'll put it down on the lawn before the rain comes and let the rain wash it in. If there's no rain in the forecast and the problem is beginning to get so it's growing faster and there's more insects coming into the house with the pets, then I'll put the lawn sprinkler. So you apply it, you water it in. Once it's dry, then it's safe for the animals to go out because you've washed the chemical into the ground. But I'll tell you, I did this in, probably the first or the second week of May, because one dog came in and I saw my first tick on him, and I said, that's it. I put the product down. It rained like crazy for 2 days afterwards, and I have not had a tick or a flea come into the house all year so far. I'll probably do it again in early July just to make sure, because the dogs love to go in the backyard. And I want them to be safe. And permethrin is one of the safer products that will take care of all types of ants and fleas and ticks and crickets and spiders and common insects like that. Plus, it will also take care of chinch bug, sod wedworm, leaf hoppers, and it's a good product. But again, if you have pets, you need to wash it in. So you put it down, put your sprinkler on for a half an hour, let it air dry, then let the animals out, and the problem has been solved. And again, it's a safe product to use. We are very fortunate. We're at a time right now where the gardening industry is beginning to change, and it's changing very, very quickly, and safer products are being used. There's a lot of new organics that are coming out, and Canada is becoming the leader in organic products. Right now, half of the country, the whole East Coast of Canada, has gone organic. And if you were to travel to Canada, Montreal, Quebec, Toronto, and areas like that, and walk into a garden center, you would not find any chemicals. No insecticides, no fungicides, no weed killers that are chemically made. And it's spreading. And they're saying within the next 2 years, the entire country will change to be organic. So there's a lot of work being done throughout the country at all the major universities, with tests being run in the United States at the same time to ensure that we do have safer products. And I had a phone call from a company in Montreal, and they've developed the first all-natural broadleaf weed killer that you can spray on your lawn. It's a liquid, and it will kill dandelions and chickweed and clover and poison ivy, poison oak, poison sumac, Japanese bamboo. You heard me. Japanese bamboo and bittersweet, and it is not a chemical. It's been tested at Ohio State University, and it's going to be available shortly. My son Patrick already has some at his nursery, so if you live in the Peabody area and you want something that's natural to kill weeds and not hurt the lawn, it's called Adios. Made in Canada. And that part of the world is working very, very hard to produce products that will make gardening organic and safe. And we'll talk with Dr. Earth today. And he has a whole new line of all-natural insect killers and weed killers that are not chemical. So things are changing very, very, very quickly. And that's all for the good. So if we can help you, you give us a call, 855-660-4261. Now, the one other thing, Pam, is if the ants are coming into your house and you want to keep them out, I'll tell you the oldest and the most reliable way of controlling ants. You take a mixing bowl and you put a couple cups of plain white sugar and a couple of cups of borax laundry detergent. Mix it up. Take a spoon and shake a line all the way around the foundation of your house. Go in your basement. And then put a teaspoon of this mixture on the cement foundation, on the sill, on the very top of the cement foundation, about every 3 to 4 feet apart. And if there are ants in the house, or ants that get into the house, they'll smell the sugar, they'll eat the sugar in the borax, and the borax, once digested, will crack the shell of the ant. When the shell breaks, the ant will lose all of its body fluids, and it will die. And a lot of the ants will collect all of this product, bring it to the nest where they all feed on it, and it will work good. So if you have a few ants on your patio, a little bit of sugar, a little bit of borax, there are companies that sell it. And if you go to the stores, you're going to see one of the companies is called Toro. And you look at the active ingredients, and it will say Boraxo. And they're selling like a one-pound canister for $10. And for $10, you can buy 5 pounds of soap and 5 pounds of sugar, giving you 10 pounds of a material that is very safe and natural, won't hurt your kids, your pets, or your animals that you have in the yard, and it works wonderful. You don't need to dump a lot of it. So if you see some anthills, maybe like a quarter of a teaspoon on top of each anthill. They'll eat it, and within 48 hours, those ants are gone. Okay? Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together to help you to have a great gardening season. Now, the weeds are coming in, and you got to start acting while they're young. So if you've got a gravel driveway, if you have a walkway, a patio, and you want to take care of the weeds that are there, you have a company like Bonide that has something called Kills All and Cleanup. And Cleanup is a great product. It will take care of grasses as well as broadleaf weeds, and it will keep it clean for the entire season. Bayer has something called DuraZone. It's a brand new product in the last couple of years, non-selective, and will take care of the soil and prevent new weeds from coming in. So great for patios, walkways, to get in the cracks and crevices, peystone driveways, and they're very, very effective. Especially now, the weeds are young. If you can get the product on it and no rain for at least a 6 to 12 hour period, nice sunny day, it will take care of the weeds that are coming in where you don't want them. That way there's no digging and pulling and getting down on your hands and knees. Just a good pump spray and you're ready to go. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jose from Mass with a question about fig trees.
Jose, good morning and happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day to you, Paul.
Thank you.
I have two questions. Well, one is a fig tree, which I have four fig trees in a container, and I'm going to plant them in the ground. How far apart could I have them?
Okay, now where do you live, Jose?
In Andover.
In Andover.
Yeah.
Okay. That's... You do know that if you plant them in Andover, you're going to have to build a protective covering around them during the winter.
Yes. Yeah. That I know practically everything. I lost the literature, and now that I want to, you know, because I had it in the pot for 2-3 years. I put them into the garage over the winter, but now they're getting too big. So I'm going to, you know, put them outside and do the protecting and all that. But I just didn't know how far apart can I have them.
Okay. What we're going to do, Jose, is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how to winterize your figs. I have a fig that's 5 years old. It's in an 18-inch pot. It's 7 feet tall. It just barely fits in my garage. And last year, I had 75-plus figs out of this world.
Ah, the sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions, rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seeds, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold water-holding cocoa blend. Water-holding cocoa blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's armory-listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shumold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shumold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video-cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video-cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Well, good morning and happy Father's Day to all of you dads out there. We are talking with Jose about a fig. And if you have never grown figs, you're missing a part of gardening that's incredible. Because when you think of a fresh fig, most of us will think, oh, it's like the Fig Newton cookie. Well, it's a totally different taste than a Fig Newton cookie. I have one that's probably 5 years old now. It's 7, possibly 8 feet tall, about 5 feet wide. I have it in an 18-inch container. I just repotted it this spring. Last year I had 75 figs on it, and as they ripened, I would give them to the neighbors, and it just blew their mind. They had never had a fresh fig. And I do like Jose. I put it in my garage. I wait till we've had a frost. All the leaves come off. I put it in my basement or in my garage where it's going to be sheltered from the weather because I live in southern Maine. If you live in Massachusetts, it can be protected and grown outside. If you live on Cape Cod, if you live in Connecticut, in New York State, Pennsylvania, you can grow them outside without a lot of winter protection. But what you need to do, Jose, is this. Buy some bales of straw, and you build a box with the straw. Tie the plant together, build a box or a cylinder of bales of hay, and after you've gone up a couple of bales, stuff it full of pine needles or leaves. then another layer of bales of hay, and stuff it till you get all the way to the top, and then put a bale or two of hay on top, and now you've created a wall that will hold the heat in there and will protect it. Now, if you're north of Boston, then what a lot of people that I have talked to will do is they'll take an old plastic tablecloth or a piece of plastic and cover the entire structure to keep the moisture out, to keep the snow and all the ice off of it. And they'll do that probably around Thanksgiving Day. And by the end of March, the plastic comes off, the top of the hay, a straw comes off, and slowly the plant is relieved of its winter protection. I like to use straw.
Okay.
And the reason is I'll take that straw and I'll use it as a mulch in my vegetable garden to help to keep the weeds down. But doing it that way, it will do good. You can always prune to control the size,
yeah.
But on Cape Cod, the figs will grow to be about 10 feet tall.
Wow.
So when they get done harvesting,
yeah.
You know, don't do the pruning in the fall because you've got an open cut and you can lose moisture. Wait until you remove that protective covering and then you can cut it back. And you can control the size of the plant, and because it makes the fruit on the new growth made in the springtime.
Okay.
And I use a general purpose fertilizer on it. I feed it. This year when I repotted it, I put some dynamite in it because that's a slow-release fertilizer that's going to last the whole season. And I will hit it 3 or 4 times during the year with a liquid fertilizer just to give it a push, and they do wonderful.
Very good. Do you have time for a quick question on an oak tree?
Yes.
I have a big oak tree, it's about 35 feet high and 7 feet around on the base, and something ate it. By the time I look at it, the bug was gone, but we chewed the leaf completely off, and sometimes would leave like a little cocoon that would just kind of bend a little part of the leaf that didn't chew, but there's nothing there. And they already ate it. You know, I don't know what to do. Or should I have somebody come and spray it?
It sounds like you have an insect called an oak leaf skeletonizer. And what will happen is a little worm will come down on a thread.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, and bed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.